Evident Footprint Show. Government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Still celebrating the first, and we want to thank you for joining the show tonight. We have an incredible show for you. Before I introduce tonight's guest, we have some breaking news, and this actually was predicted in last night's show by me in relation to the Wantagate story, the embezzlement of trillions of dollars by several people in our government, the past three presidents, and this money has been laundered and mirrored and bounced like a ping pong ball around the planet for several years now. Actually, it's been going on for a good 14 years, but officially since December of 2005, when there was a $4.5 trillion settlement between Ambassador Lee E. Wanta and the U.S. government to receive this money and forego the additional $23 trillion that he had raised, money that had actually accrued somewhere near $75 trillion or more just by sitting in accounts, offshore accounts throughout the world. These accounts were raided by George H.W. Bush Sr., William Jefferson Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and George W. Bush, as well as Dick Cheney recently. Let's add to the mix Henry Paulson. This was done with the knowledge of former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and probably former CIA Director Porter Goss. Currently, I'm sure everyone in the NSA and the CIA knows that this is going on, and the media does not report a lick about it. I have been speaking about this on numerous broadcasts during the past year, on Republic Broadcasting Network, on Galactic 7, and also on BBS Radio, as recently as last night. And I did predict that there would be soon some sort of resolution to this story. I had no idea it would transpire as to what is being reported by author, journalist, geo-financial expert Christopher Story, FRSA, who has an office in London, England, and in New York City. He's also the publisher of International Currency Review, World Reports Limited, and a number of other publications that are read by people in the World Bank, the Bank for International Settlements. I'm sure the central bankers and the Illuminati bankers and the Illuminati families also read his work. He's been very accurate, possibly currently a victim of disinformation that's being put out. Again, I stress that no one in the mainstream media is reporting this story whatsoever. Of course, we know that the mainstream media has been compromised probably 60 years ago, so we shouldn't expect to hear the truth from them, just propaganda. And so you're probably hearing this story, those of you who are listening tonight, for the first time anywhere on the airwaves in the country. I'm not proud of that fact that I have to be the one to bring the story forward, but the truth has to be heard. Now, I received an email 7 minutes to midnight Eastern time on January 1st. So it was a little bit over an hour ago that I received an email, and was it was suggested that I go to worldreports.org website, which is in London, England, Christopher Story site, and the headline of the article says, Henry Paulson, who is our Secretary of the Treasury, by the way, critical after being shot in the chest. Top aide to Vice President Cheney shot dead at close range. Now, I would speculate who that might be, and I wouldn't want to be in error. He's described as being in his 40s, and it fits the description of David Addington, but I may be wrong there. I don't have any concrete information to that effect. But Addington is the attorney who writes most of the law that ends up being turned into signing statements. And there were, a few months ago, there were over 800 of them that have been signed since 2001. I'm going to read just a few excerpts of this story. It's pretty interesting, and I would urge anyone to go to my website, directlightproductions.com, to read the story, or go to www.worldreports.org. And right at the top of the homepage, you can click on the headline, Henry Paulson Critical After Being Shot in the Chest. And I'm going to read a few quotes from this article now. U.S. Treasury Secretary Paulson shot in the chest at close range. On or around Friday, the 28th December 2007, Henry M. Paulson, Jr., Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, was shot at close range in the chest. He was reported to be in critical condition on New Year's Eve and was thought unlikely to make it overnight. At about 7 p.m. UK time on the 1st of January 2008, Henry Paulson was still alive with the bullet lodged in his chest. Sources stated that he was too weak to be operated upon, which implied that he was thought unlikely to survive. The U.S. Treasury Department's public engagement schedule, published on the official Treasury website by the press department, stated, quote, no events currently scheduled from December 22nd through January 4th, unquote. Close aide of Vice President Cheney shot dead point blank. On Saturday, 29th of December 2007, a close aide of Vice President Richard Cheney, in his mid-40s, was shot at close range in the chest and died. Now, personally, I know that I think David Addington is about 46, so he could be talking about him, but we don't know that for sure. Actual number of hit list targets is known. A list of 127 senior people in the United States alone who have been targeted for assassination is reported by reliable sources to exist. A separate list of assassination targets applicable to European perpetrators of financial theft also exists, but the number of individuals on that list is unknown. Bush Sr. arrested and in custody for at least 3 days. President George Bush Sr., a.k.a. 41, or the Godfather, was recently arrested and held in custody for at least 3 days. It is not known whether he is still in custody, but what is known is that Bush Sr. is believed no longer to be a threat, given that his card and other access to stolen funds is now precluded. His his accounts were reportedly frozen some considerable time ago. Russians organized the severed horse's head warning. Reports that President George Bush Jr. found a severed horse's head inside his bed at Crawford, Texas, before Christmas are hereby confirmed. The head was severed from one of Bush Jr.'s most prized and cherished horses, worth an estimated $350,000. The editor does not watch films, but knows that a severed horse's head was used in similar fashion in a film called The Godfather. Personally, I saw that movie, and I can tell you that, yes, that was in there to strong-arm a Hollywood film producer to give a contract to one of Vito Corleone's favorite singers. Back to the article. The severed equine head was placed in the president's bed on the instructions of Russian intelligence, according to sources special to this service. To penetrate the tight security at Crawford, it would have been necessary for extraordinary measures to be taken for the intended outcome to be achieved. Russia is, of course, one of the countries that has required payment under the overall financial settlement, which Paulson, Bush Jr., et al. Had been blocking. It is believed that the horse's head incident occurred after the shooting of Paulson. It may have reflected retaliation against purported threats against the life of President Putin. See below, and there's a little bit more below. First, Bush Sr. and Clinton blackmailed President Bush Jr. It was also reported to us by a very high-level source on the 21st December that both Bush Sr. and former President Clinton had been blackmailing President George Bush Jr. in a further escalation of the rats in a sack syndrome. Rats concentrate exclusively on eating the disgusting food that is before them and on nothing else, with no forward thinking in evidence. The very pattern, in fact, of the criminal behavior that we have been describing since June 2006. Now, the significance of June 2006 is the fact that that is the date that the WANTA payments on the $4.5 trillion, which was a Treasury direct deposit to go into his Morgan Chase account, got laywayed and went into Bank of America and then Wachovia and Goldman Sachs and then Citibank and back to Morgan Chase and Citibank again, Deutsche Bank, banks all over the world. Some $25 trillion of mirrored accounts went to India. There was money that went to North Vietnam and Lord knows where else. But now it's all starting to come out, and it's because these people cannot even stand each other, even in their own family. Arson attack on Bush family property in Odessa, Texas. Separately, the Midland Reporter-Telegram filed a report on the 28th December 2007 that a fire was reported at 3:04 a.m. on Thursday, the 27th of December, at a property in Odessa, Texas, owned by the Bush family. According to Odessa Fire Marshal Dietra White, the Bush property is or was located at 4919 University Boulevard on the University of Texas of the Permian Basin campus. The property, which had been converted into a museum and document storage facility, is leased from the university. The wooden house was charred around the front door and the edges of the roof, with the front door, its surrounding area completely destroyed, and the attic severely degraded by fire. The rest of the property sustained extensive smoke and fire damage. The City of Odessa Public Information Coordinator Andrea Goodson and Dietra White told the newspaper that it had been determined that the fire was an arson attack and that an investigation was underway. A knowledgeable U.S. source questioned about this particular incident in the morning of the 28th of December agreed without equivocation that high-level feuding was taking place, and that was before intelligence about the shootings became available. The initial basis for the detail of the Paulson shooting came from several separate U.S. intelligence sources, augmented by one European intelligence source who indicated the part of the body where Paulson was shot. The intelligence was updated to our satisfaction from multiple sources on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Speculation persists that President Bush Jr. himself may have ordered the assassination after Paulson used his blackmail card against the Bush family once too often. Obviously, this construction remains hypothetical at this point. Paulson was believed to be of Israeli origin or have had dual nationality and to possess an Israeli passport, his real first name being something other than Henry. Paulson is known to have conveyed a substantial sum of money illegally to Israel, presumably, though this is deduction on the editor, in exchange for remuneration for safekeeping services. In an extraordinary twist, Mr. Paulson undertook to pay what the Israelis had demanded, but then reportedly double-crossed them. Not a wise thing to do. Now, we could go on here. There is a reference to an attempt, as I mentioned before reading this, about Putin and an attempt or a planned assassination, let's say, supposedly paid by MI5 and in conjunction with travel documents related to a recent visit to the Vatican, where these so-called assassins, two individuals from Albania, were paid $1 million for this mission. I urge you, go to www.worldreports.org or my website, Direct Light Productions, and that's an S on the end, .org, or .com, pardon me, directlightproductions.com. I've got it posted on the first news page. I posted it this evening, a couple of minutes after receiving it. Now, what does this have to do with the price of beans in China? Well, Bernanke, Ben Bernanke, who is the Federal Reserve Chairman, and Michael Chertoff are also on the list to be taken out, according to this article. This is speculation, but this list of 127 people lined up to be taken out would probably have to do something with the obfuscation of the funds and the money laundering that's going on. This is absolute insanity. These are the people that are supposed to be running our country, and instead they're acting like cowboys. Now, it's worth pointing out that anyone that would doubt that that a former president of the United States would be involved in the embezzlement of trillions of dollars, please go to my website and read the article about the Bush family. It begins with deathbed confessions. You have to scroll down a little bit. You can go to my articles page. It's the second article there. You can also go to the Idaho Observer, and you can read on that website an article that has been published in April, May, and June in the Idaho Observer. Now, I'm getting a message here from Don in the studio, and I just have to say that again, we are stressing that this story came from Christopher Story. It rings true, I will say that much, although we don't have the evidence, and we can't necessarily even expect to see this on mainstream media, because they're using the mainstream, and they have been for at least 60 years, just for propaganda purposes. As soon as we have more confirmation, though, we will definitely let you know. I know that Christopher Story researches his intelligence information, and he's really not in the intel business, per se. He's a financial analyst, and he studies currency trends and more recently, the real estate debacle that we have here going on in the United States. So, when we have this confirmed completely, we will even stand on it further. But I can tell you that if my intuition is correct and this information is accurate, then we have broken the story here on BBS Radio. With that, I would like to bring tonight's guest, who has been waiting patiently while I read this mini encyclopedia article, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, are you with us?
Yes, sir, Don, I am.
How are you tonight?
Don, I'm well, thank you, sir. Happy New Year to you, and how are you doing?
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Well, I'm just hunky-dory right now. This is pretty mind-blowing stuff here.
Yes, I say that.
Now, what is your take on this story that you heard? You're pretty familiar with Wantagate. I know you've been hearing me report on it for at least the last year.
Yes, Don. From what I know and what this current story, I would say that that's quite a way to start off. That's some bang to start off the new year with, huh?
No pun intended, right?
Right. But really incredible. She's, if it could only break through into mainstream somewhere, so this this news could just wake people up right on the spot if they ever could just hear this information.
Well, yeah, you know, we had an assassination a few days ago with the former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto. And my take on that was that that was orchestrated by Intel. And, of course, we heard every description of what happened to her until the truth finally or sort of came out. It was interesting that the people there were complaining that there was no autopsy, yet they had determined the cause of her death. But now CNN's running crawls on their screen this evening saying that she had information about intended election corruption, and that she was about to release that information, that they were using American voting machines, in fact.
Now, there, that's a big story.
Yes, that is. It seems that they were I don't know if they have a Supreme Court there in Pakistan. Let's presume they have some kind of higher court that that watches their elections, much like our Supreme Court watched the debacle in Florida and didn't watch the one in Ohio. But, you know, that got turned around, even though there were people illegally excluded from the election. And there was probably a lot of undue pressure put on certain members of the Supreme Court at that time to go along with turning this back to the state of Florida. Of course, when Catherine Harris, who was a Republican, got the final call, of course, she did her boss's bidding, we'll say. And was it a coincidence that the president's brother was the governor of Florida at the time?
Sure, it's all a big coincidence. Don, also, what would have really been major trouble for these traitors in our government currently, if that story's true with the assassination in Pakistan, what would have occurred probably is the connotation with Diebold being the particular voting machines that they were using, and then you'd have a negative stigma attached to Diebold in the American mindset as to, hey, isn't that what they used in Pakistan? And so they would have to squash that one really fast.
Sure. And isn't it amazing that they would have to refer to Pakistan when we have the machines right here and people have already used them? And we've seen them used in some of these preliminary polls straw polls that they were doing, where these people had 50 or 80 tickets and they stood there for 20 minutes at a time casting votes for Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm. But the right now, the average American, the sheeple, doesn't have a clue about Diebold or electronic voting machines. So if that story leaked out, that would have blown the lid off it, because Diebold would have been referred to, I'm sure, specifically, and that would have and people, all the sheeple are listening to the mainstream BoobTube news feeder, and so they would have gotten exposed to it, and they would have an immediate connotation with Diebold being related to vote rigging, and then when our elections come around in the near future, it's going to be right there in the front of their minds, like, hey, are we using that too? What, are we crazy? And that's... that would have really put a monkey wrench in their schemes for our election. So, unfortunately, they squashed that one, and the Americans, so far, really don't have a clue still.
Yeah. Now, I got a fast blast from Don in the studio, and he says that this story is being fed out all over the net and starting to show up on some major websites. However, as of this moment, there is no confirmation of this story, and all the mentions of this story track back to the same single uncorroborated source. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you now, now that statement, and I know that Don probably pulled that off of somewhere in the process of doing a search. It's already being debunked
in real time,
but I'm not saying Don's doing it.
That's okay, but you know something? Everybody out there that's trying to prove or disprove this story, there's one simple test. Where is Mr. Paulson right now? Is he out in the public limelight anywhere? Is he, has he been visible to anyone? Or is he suddenly disappeared out of limelight and nobody really knows where he is? There's the answer to this whole story right there.
Well, the article mentions that President Bush was about to go to the Middle East for 9 days. And I had been reporting for the past several weeks that Mrs. Bush was in Dubai trying to recover $45 billion that Dick Cheney stole from them. So it's really, and evidently Barbara Bush was there trying to recoup the money, but now he's got to go there. I don't know if she had trouble getting the money or if there's more money. Where are these people getting this money? I didn't think the presidency paid that much.
Well, one thing's for sure. They prove the old saying, there's no honor amongst thieves.
Yeah.
Well, they're printing it off that press they have at the Federal Reserve. That's for sure, Don.
Yes. Now, you know, there were some, I have to guess at this. I'm trying to pull this number off the top of my head, but at least 167 recipients that were waiting for several weeks in New York when Lee Wanta and his vice president treasurer, Michael Cottrell, were also in New York at Citibank. They were actually thrown out of Citibank, and at that time it was reported that Bush Sr. was up there trying to again, maneuver another hoodwinking scandal using the gray screens that they use to shift these funds elsewhere so they couldn't be tracked. Mm-hmm. And I just find it hard to understand why these people would hold this money back unless they don't have it or unless they think that they don't have to give it to Ambassador Wanta. Now, what comes up in my mind is that maybe none of them have the right to the money. Maybe they don't have the authority to take this money. Now, the money's in foreign accounts, and the accounts have been frozen. Under whose authority were those accounts frozen? One of the issues is that they have to show proof of the source of these funds, and they have to pay the taxes on these funds when they take them out of the foreign bank accounts. There was a report, and TomFlacco.com reported this some time ago. Also, StuWeb.com reported that Hillary Clinton was filmed going into the Bank of Crozier. They were able to determine, and I understand that it was the FBI, was able to determine that the closed-circuit cameras in the bank were shut off while she was there. But they were able to document $742 billion being taken out of that bank by her. And I don't know on how many occasions that was. If it's in high-value notes, it could have been in her purse, you know. Or in a little briefcase, who knows? But
wow,
this has to come out. That something has to be done about this now.
Either
we're all falling for a ruse, and Christopher Story has gone insane, totally insane, or
he's being greatly misled.
Yes, or he's right on point. Now, he's corroborating a lot of this evidence, giving out very specific information. And I would certainly want to follow up on some of this information as to the fires that have occurred. He had been holding back on this information before the holidays, and he had alluded to the fact that there was more to come out, and it wasn't time for it to come out. So it's quite possible that he had not even actually been able to corroborate some of this. Mm-hmm. But he has mentioned MI5 and MI6 throughout these stories. They have been involved. He has mentioned the Vatican several times, and here we are again.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are, you know, you look at the fact that Citibank is in hot water over all of these different funds that they have going on, and these are the mirrored funds. The point is that the actual assets were never there, right. And so you're talking about massive fraud in the tax realm under NASDAQ rules and acts of conversion, and
that's what these guys do, Don.
You know, there's a list on every posting that Christopher's story put out there, and some of these have been confirmed, by the way, recently by some attorneys. Some of the information he's been publishing. Mm-hmm. You have NASD Rule 3120, 2330. Rules 2110 and 3040, Conduct Rules 2110 and IM 2110-1. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Then it gets into the Annunzio Wiley Anti-Money Laundering Act, the Anti-Drug Abuse Act, Applicable International Money Laundering Restrictions, Bank Secrecy Act, Conspiracy to Commit and Cover Up Murder, Crimes, General Provisions, Accessory After the Fact, Title 18, USC, Currency and Foreign Transactions Reporting Act. These are all violations. It's just, the list goes on and on.
I guess so.
There's another 20 here. And
well, that's what these guys do. You know, they are raiders. Look at the Bush's track record with Silverado in the 80s with Neil Bush. I mean, they just cleaned house, got away with it. The Congress says an investigation slaps their hands for, what, $50 million? They take $500 million, something like that. And then the BCCI with Papa Bush, they're raiders, Don, and they know how to raid and get away with it. So this is probably the grandest raid ever in the history occurring right now.
Oh, this is the biggest financial scandal of all time. You know, this mm-hmm. is the biggest bank heist, and I mean, it's just up there. Even Christopher Story has written that himself. There's not been anything approaching this.
Yep.
Not anywhere near approaching it.
Yes, so they all got their hands in the pie on this one, all trying to grab what they can, if they can. And more than likely, it's constant shuffling because it can't sit in one spot too long for multiple reasons.
Yeah, and they have this system set up where they're using the Promise software, and in the blink of an eye, someone gets credited for having these billions or even trillions of dollars pass through their bank, and they get a big payout for mm-hmm. it. Although the problem is eventually that all the funds that they set up by duplicating the original funds. In other words, they borrowed the fact that they knew that these funds existed,
sure.
and didn't have to actually show anything. Now, they took in a lot of money, too, because they ran Ponzi schemes. I know they were taking in $5 million investments, and these people were being promised up to 500% return on their money.
Cool.
Well, if you were going to put up $5 million and expect to get back, you know, 25 million. You know, you might do that, but
sure.
There isn't an investment that can guarantee that, other than probably the drug industry.
Yeah, nothing legal anyway.
Yes, and
unless I think Hillary Clinton, though, can help out. She knows how to hit the cattle futures with turning 10 grand into
100,000. Yeah.
100,000 on the cattle futures. So she's probably the one to go to for that.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was only 1,000, but maybe it was 10, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
What does it matter?
That's right.
Yeah.
She pulled off something nobody else was ever able to do, so she's got the knack down.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Now, nothing's been reported in the media about this whatsoever, okay? We know that their intention is to totally destroy the dollar, so this just fits right in the picture. I'm sure they have their Amero set up, but what are they going to back up the Amero with? I mean, it's the same thing. Does it matter if it's called a dollar or an Amero or a rat's bunion?
Well, you know, Don, the only real purpose of the Amero for them, the controllers, the New World Order Satanists, is that it will provide one of three currencies in the world, the euro and the new currency in Asia that we are trying to complete over there with the Rockefeller Trilateral Committee, having three regions on the map for the United Nations, with each region having its own currency. Then they've managed to consolidate the currencies of the world, which were, you know, over 100, into just three. And then from three, they can easily consolidate it into one. And that's the purpose of the Amero, and it has no other, so it doesn't matter if it has any true intrinsic value or not, like the Federal Reserve note that we have now. It's just another stepping stone to get to one currency and then a cashless society. And then the sheeple are getting branded and sheared quite severely.
Yes, yes. Now we you know, in light of this story, I'm gonna come back into this for a moment here. You know, we have the issue of who would have shot Paulson, and this would only be speculation, but you would have to think that. Obviously, somebody who took offense to the fact that he was controlling these funds and not paying the ambassador. But then again, you have to look at his appointment and the appointment of those that preceded him. We've had two or three Treasury secretaries that all worked at Goldman Sachs. That should set off alarms right away.
Sure.
Then you have, in addition to that, you have these individuals that came over from England to take over the payment to the ambassador from Citibank, and they were every bit as corrupt as the people over here. And they're flat out holding the funds in their own bank, and just flat out saying that they're not going to pay them. Now, there was a couple of weeks ago, Christopher Story reported that Ambassador Wanta received a cell phone call after $1.575 trillion, which was the tax remittance that he was going to put into the U.S. Treasury upon his receipt of the $4.5 trillion, had been divvied up amongst various people that were in a sort of an improvised meeting. And they decided how this was going to take place. Of course, they didn't have the money in their hands. Citibank was still holding it. And they had just ejected Michael Cottrell and Ambassador Wanta and whomever was with their party at the time out of the bank with two New York City policemen standing there to make sure that they didn't re-enter the bank. And that's when it was reported that Bush Sr. was upstairs with the officials trying to figure out another way to get these funds somewhere else.
It's a shame nobody caught any of that on film, you know, going in and out of the building with the police there and stuff. Because, of course, pictures would just satisfy so much.
Well, it's quite possible that the bank has it on film. Of course, we probably would never see it, but...
Right. Right, but too bad, you know. I mean, where's all those photographers? Well, I guess you can't take photographs in the city anymore either.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
You can't.
That's convenient, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, we also had a fire, and isn't this interesting? It was reported that this was an electrical fire. Well, you know, I guess it really doesn't matter, but the old executive office building where Dick Cheney's office was suffered a fire on the 19th of December around 9:30 in the morning. And it was roughly about 40 minutes after Christopher Story published a rather revealing article on his website. And and it appeared that possibly some records were being destroyed, or one would speculate that's what would happen. So evidently, when you are embezzling trillions of dollars of money, evidently the money's so hot that it catches your house and your office on fire.
Yeah, sooner or later you're going to get burned when you're a crook.
Now, I know that Christopher Story is pretty thorough. I can't stand behind this. I would change my mind about a lot of things personally if I was able to talk to some people in regard to the fires. And I'm, you know, as a member of the media, I should be able to do that and confirm if these fires in Texas took place. If they did, I could pretty much take everything else to the bank, I would say. Mm-hmm. That this information was given to Mr. Story because he's doing the right thing and he's reporting the truth as best as he can. And keeping in mind that also there has been a tremendous amount of disinformation coming out about this. But the thing is, if they won't give the ambassador the money, number one, it's admission that they've stolen it, okay, and that they've been hiding it or they've been playing with it. Right. And I think they've just dug themselves a hole too deep to crawl out of right now. That's where this stands.
Let's hope so.
So
I'd like to drop a rock right over that hole right now.
We've milked everything out of that, I guess, that we possibly can. But it's pretty interesting. I think 22 and a half hours passed, and I had sort of said that I can feel that something would transpire. I wasn't feeling something like this was going on when I said that. But this is an international crisis. There are countries that are owed money out of this. And you have to ask yourself, why? Well, they participated in this whole process of destabilizing the Russian ruble. Mm-hmm. And for their part in helping Ambassador Wanta move the funds, whatever. You know, it may have something to do with the World Bank or the Bank for International Settlements. I don't know. That has never really been pointed out. That's some private information, but it's not like we're going to see that in the media either.
Right.
Now, I did hear, and I should acknowledge, that at one point this past summer, or maybe early summer, that Bob Sheets, the CBS reporter, had begun an investigation into Wantagate and was basically told to get out of town. That he was investigating or had begun to investigate it, and they didn't want it told. Evidently, they put more weight on television or mainstream radio than they do on the alternative media on the internet, and. It's funny how they like to put their disinformation on the internet. That's important for them to do.
Well, they know that's where the majority of people are getting their information from now. So they have to contaminate those waters and muddy them up, cloudy them up, so you can't really keep track of the facts.
Now, what's disgusting to me, Michael, is the fact that while we have soldiers dying overseas.
Yes.
Fighting a rather dubious war
for big corporations and their objectives with the United Nations That's the tragedy, Don.
Well, yeah, these are the people behind these wars. I mean,
sure.
We're talking about the same people here.
It has nothing to do with our freedom or freeing those poor people over there.
Well, the destruction to the world's economy certainly has everything to do with us. I know what you're referring to as far as, you know, the cause for the war.
Yes, the war itself. Right.
Yes, but this financial end of it. I mean, we're facing this month 2 million homes being foreclosed, and that means 2 million families out on the street with no place to live. How is that possible that our government could allow that to happen to its people?
Well, it was all by design to get them to this point, Don.
Well, sure.
The Ponzi scheme with the real estate market suckering everybody in. Of course, the people that got into the market first when it was beginning to rally, they'd seen the profits, but all the latecomers thinking it was going to continue to go on its merry way forever in an upward direction for value, they're getting all burned as they're coming in on in the late part of the game, paying the high-end price, not seeing it go up anymore in value, but actually start to depreciate. That's a major blow to many people, and that's all by design. It's a setup, and they didn't see it coming again because they're just listening to the boob tube and, you know, the BS they're fed.
Yes. Now, Michael, I want to take a brief moment, and I want to thank Reverend Roxy and Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who were on right before we came on the air tonight. Every Tuesday night, Dr. Horowitz is on the air. And I phoned in a couple of weeks ago, and Reverend Roxy sent me some DVDs. I got a couple of DVDs. And I'm encouraged to make copies of these, which I'm going to do and send them out.
Great.
I got a copy of The Power of Community, Cuba and the Oil Crisis, and I began watching In Lies We Trust, which is a production of Dr. Horowitz. And I don't know if you've seen that.
No, I haven't.
It is amazing how much it what he has put out there aligns with my research. Now, I don't claim to have all the information. He discloses the intentional biological weapons and diseases that have been created and really exposes the lies about it. And it's pretty moving. Anyway, I wanted to thank them for sending those to me and let you know that as bad as this looks, you know, what's happening to the economy, they've got more dire plans for us if they get their way. And maybe this is the beginning of the end for them right now.
Well, I believe that it is for sure, because now they're accelerating their plans for the New World Order, One World Government, United Nations runs everything, commie agenda. And so now, because they're accelerating the plans, they are revealing what their real nature is more and more. People are catching on, even though it's still slow, but it's happening. And so they're exposed more and more, and people are going to realize who the real enemy is. It's a domestic enemy nested in our government, and that's gonna be the beginning of the end for them. And let's just hope it's sooner than later.
You know, I know there are a lot of good people in government, in law enforcement, in all these different government agencies, and they're not all corrupt. But
sure.
It seems like the higher up you go, and the more responsibility you have to oversee everything, to manage things, the more corruption there is.
Yes, they have to infiltrate in those key positions of management and stuff. The grunt men are the good guys. They don't care about the grunts. They take over the positions of management so that they control the operation, the institution, the establishment, the government department, whatever it is. And then they can control the outcome, which will be the destruction of the Constitutional Republic and the individual liberties of the Americans and the establishment of a total commie, fascist type of United Nations enslavement. And we got to make sure they don't pull that one off.
Yes, now I refer to my series that ran in the Idaho Observer in April, May, and June of 2007, where I disclosed the identity of the Bush family and their actual German Nazi roots and their relationship with Otto Skorzeny, Dr. Joseph Mengele, Reinhard Galen, and Martin Bormann, to name a few. And that article went around the world, and it's still raising dirt or dust today. People are recognizing it. This explains why this is going on. These people aren't even Americans.
Right.
They've masqueraded as Americans.
The domestic enemy nested in our government.
And they're creating law. I mean, let's stop and think, people. We have people who are not Americans creating laws for Americans, and Americans are expected to follow laws created by people who are not Americans. This is insane.
And these laws are totally contrary to our real, true laws of the Constitution, and that's the real incredible outrage. Is the Americans don't even a lot of them don't realize it still because they're spoon fed off the boob tube.
Oh yeah.
But nonetheless, that's what we're up against.
Well, this is one heck of an article that we covered here tonight, and if it pans out to be true, from what I intuit, I would say it sounds like that's what's going on today. That's what's happening. This is why we're being spoon-fed stories about Britney Spears again.
We need to get a lot of reporters and researchers and anybody in the media right now demanding, where's Mr. Paulson? Can we get an interview with him right now? Where is he? We haven't seen him around. Find Mr. Paulson.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of meat that is in this article that we can look at and determine what's going on. And it would be good to look at some of the foreign wire services, too. We know, let's put it this way, we know that the Illuminati, or those that like to consider themselves to be the enlightened ones, are orchestrating much of what's going on. Worldwide, they're orchestrating all of this. And I don't mean to get into their oil business and their drug business and arms and all of that stuff. Just looking at this money issue, first of all, and the fact that you've got people supposedly in the same camp fighting with each other, there's a rift somewhere, and the allegiances evidently are not where they are presumed to be. And this is going to play itself out within that group.
Well, I'll tell you, Don, that's to our advantage, and let's hope that rift gets wider and they have their own turf wars and shoot it out amongst themselves and do us all a favor and wipe themselves out and save us the task.
Yeah. Well, I know that we were probably going to talk about some different things tonight, Michael, and this came out all of a sudden.
Well, it's an amazing story, Don. It really is amazing, and looking forward to hearing the follow-up on this one in the near future.
Yeah, I appreciate your insight and your willingness to allow me to cover this and you know, for your contribution to the whole discussion.
Well, it's Don, just a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you.
And I will have you on again. I know that we plan to do a show pretty soon and talk about herbs and healing and all of that. And so we will be doing that. But I want to also wish you a happy new year. Don't work too hard.
Thank you, sir.
And if you hear anything about this, please let me know as well.
Yes. And I think we've got to get some media people tracking down Mr. Paulson. Where is he? Did they find him in a hospital, or did they see him walking down the street? And that'll get this story, to really come out of the woodwork, or it'll just cause it to disappear. And just by finding out where he is right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Call up Mrs. Paulson, reporter.
Okay, Michael, we're out of time. Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And our special guest tonight, Michael Anthony, will be with us again soon. And we'll be talking about some other things, music and healing and herbs and all of that good stuff. And in the meantime, I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I will be back again tomorrow night, hopefully with some more information on this groundbreaking story. And in the meantime, I want to wish everyone a happy new year. Wish you the best for you and your families, all the success, love, light, and peace in the world, and above all, prosperity. And with that, I will politely say good night.